Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Pentecost celebrates the Holy Spirit's entrance on the Church of Jesus Christ. In his final hours with the disciples on the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus told his disciples that his departure would be a blessing to them. The Paraclete was coming, he said. The Holy Spirit would only come to them after he had left. That word Paraclete literally means the one called to be alongside. It's been translated in a lot of different ways in Scripture: counselor, comforter, helper, and advocate. The meaning of Paraclete is a wonderfully spacious and so supremely good term. One called to be alongside. This advocate, Jesus said, would only come, as I said, after he had departed. And came it did on Pentecost. The Jewish holiday of Pentecost came 50 days after the Passover. It was one of the three Jewish holidays where devout Jews were to make their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And so on this particular Pentecost, there were Jews in Jerusalem from many faraway lands. Aramaic and Hebrew were not the primary language. They'd adopted the languages of their new homes. They were assembled in Jerusalem using their broken tourist Aramaic to make their way. And the disciples were awaiting in Jerusalem on that day of Pentecost. And that's when God breathed out his Spirit so powerfully that it filled the entire room. The Spirit of God then ignited a fire that fragmented into tongues like fire, which settled on the heads of each one of them. The Holy Spirit wasn't just around them. It wasn't just above them. It was in them. And they were filled with it. Tongues like fire were not the only demonstration of God's presence. Their own tongues were loosed and filled with other languages. Here were these common, countrified folk from Galilee region, and suddenly they're speaking as common a global language as with one tongue. The Spirit moved them then outwards. It couldn't be contained to this exclusive community. It was expansive. It was wild. It could not be harnessed. Such is the Spirit of God. As Peter would explain, it was the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Not just some flesh, but all flesh. That wild, uncontainable Spirit crosses every human established boundary. It crosses the division of gender and age. It utilizes men and women. It speaks through the mouths of babes and infants. It works through the wisdom of the elderly. That uncontrollable Spirit proclaims through the enslaved and dispossessed. It speaks a prophetic word from the mouths of those ignored by seats of power. The disciples must have spilled out of the house into Jerusalem because the foreign visitors in the streets could hear and understand them. And if you've ever traveled to a country with another language, you know what it's like. It's a scrambled flow of sound, like just white noise. And that's exactly what was going on with these pilgrims in Jerusalem. But suddenly, amongst this noisy buzz of Aramaic, they heard their native language. Their ears settled in on it. And what they heard was testimony. The Word of God was coming directly into their ears. The disciples were testifying, or rather the Holy Spirit within them was testifying. It was speaking a word directly to the hearts of those listeners, directly to their imaginations, directly to their souls. In multiple foreign tongues, these Galilean disciples, empowered by the Holy Spirit, were sharing to the world the mighty deeds of God's power. Oh, let's talk about the mighty deeds of God's power. What greater deed of divine power than those of Jesus? And as this new community of Jesus, they were the first tongues of proclamation. They bore witness to the power of the divine light that no darkness could overcome. They told the story of Jesus' power of life over death. They voiced the healing power of the forgiveness of sin. They testified to the power of love over hate, the power of hope over despair, the power of joy over grief and sadness. The Holy Spirit filled the disciples that day. It filled them to the point of overflowing. Joy in the Lord was too great to keep to themselves. The word, the good news, simply erupted from within them and flowed like living waters. It issued from the mouths of the disciples and fell on the ears of that great crowd in Jerusalem. They brought this good word of God's power to new ears in a way that they could understand. When Martin Luther considered the actions of the Holy Spirit, he realized it was the Spirit as the generator of faith. When he looked at himself, he understood that faith was not something that he captured or mastered on his own. He said, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him." No, that faith, that understanding, it came from above. It came from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit called Luther, and it calls us, just as it did to that gathered crowd in Jerusalem. It speaks of the mighty and loving acts of God through Jesus Christ. Luther said, "But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith." My friends, the day of Pentecost isn't just a story to entertain us for a Sunday, never expecting something supernatural to happen. No, the Holy Spirit speaks directly to our souls today. It's the word our souls have waited to hear, longed to hear. The Holy Spirit speaks the primary language of our souls, and that message is grace. Oh, is there a better word in the English vocabulary? Grace. When we hear it, our ears perk up and we pay attention. It cuts through all the babble and chatter of this world's dialogue surrounding us. It calls to us. It gathers us. And when we hear the enlivening word, a small pilot light ignites within. Where the world's babbling holds us down and disempowers us, the gospel frees and liberates. It sparks hope in the face of adversity. And when the word claims and affirms us, a fire is kindled in our hearts. It empowers and emboldens our actions. Yes, God's Holy Spirit continues to call us, to gather us, to enlighten us, to sanctify us with the whole Christian church on earth. The fire of the Holy Spirit ignites so that it grows within us. It's priceless gifts of faith, hope, and love. So come, Holy Spirit, come to your people. Kindle in us your faith, your gifts of faith, hope, and love. Speak your discerning truth in us and through us. And may we be the vessels of your promise, the mouthpiece of your truth. Call us through your life-empowering message. Gather us and all people that together we may be directed to follow Christ's way of compassion. Enlighten us with your vision that sees beyond today's dead ends into tomorrow's pathways of peace and justice. And sanctify our desires that we may refuse the sirens of hatred and division and instead walk towards the light of your eternal and inextinguishable love. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us by your grace and move us into living more and more into the image of Jesus so that we might hear your call, be moved to gather with your people, receive your holy enlightenment, and welcome your sanctifying work in our midst. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.